I'm on the road in the wide open plains of eastern Washington. Not quite, more rolling hills. So part of this trip, I'm listening to some podcasts. Hi, this is Todd from Radical Real Life. I am recording as I'm driving. Not the safest idea, but I'm doing it because I had some ideas. Part of, well, you know, kind of a culmination here. Had some fun last night going to a cowboy kind of bar in town and kind of rediscovered it last night. Real fun, different environment for me. I love certain aspects of the country lifestyle. Cowgirls, who doesn't like cowgirls? The music, I like all aspects of the music and even some of the traditional stuff and guitar. So I ended up popping in there the other day and I really liked the old vibe of this place and they had some great music playing. Well, I talked to my friend Liz and some other friends and they say, oh yes, I know that place, let's go. So last night we all went there on the Friday night and listened to an Ozark country boys playing their old school stuff. And it was swing night, so having some fun dancing. And, you know, we got into some discussion about how, personally, I hadn't really been dating at all and kind of pulled back from participating socially. So the discussion ended up with all of us. We're all similar age, you know, middle-ish age. And how, you know, we're stuck with stories we tell ourselves. Like, mine was like, oh, I can't dance that well and, I'm not going to go ask that person to dance because the story in my head, like I can't dance that well, or they might not want to. Why would they want to dance with me? So this is a story that goes way back, right? I love music, so I'd end up in places where there's dancing, but I'm like going, this story is just ridiculous. You know, it keeps coming. I did have some fun. It's better than it was, especially when I'm with somebody. But if it's somebody new, there's a story. So we have stories we tell ourselves. And in previously in the podcast, you've heard me talk. There's stories. How that is such a big part outside of reality. There's these facts that we exist. There was a woman who wrote a book recently, and she calls them facts, false assumed truths. That's a great one. You know, you want to cut the fat out. So, you know, having that discussion and leaving the place. And this morning as I'm listening to a podcast of Brené Brown, you know, she has some great stuff and giving a long talk about rising. I think it's called Rising Strong. She talked about vulnerability and authenticity and kind of a pioneer in the research related stuff. So how she said we're wired for stories. And, you know, who doesn't really engage with a great story, right? A couple recommendations. Akimbo with Seth. Why did I just blank on his last name? Seth. Akimbo, A-K-I, has a great set of stories related to life, leadership, and business. And then another is Snap Judgment, one of the best stories I just heard on the way here. It was so good. It's a true story to life, but the way it's told is so good. It's storytelling. So I recommend checking out Snap Judgment on your favorite podcast network. But this story, you know, and the thought here is the stories like last night that we tell ourselves can hold us back, keep us down in a rut forever until we die, you know, literally. Little stories are being played from some event or some subconscious event when we were young or recently. And then there's the stories of success maybe we latch onto when, for example, it was related to success in a physical endeavor was playing basketball early on in the days. Being cut from the middle school team, I was devastated. Like, I'm a good athlete. How could I be cut? And I came back the year, played in a church league with some very good players and had the best coach, Larry, and learned some great skills and did very well. So I build off those successes, the story that says, or I just finished a painting, first kind of commission for someone. And I felt very confident in saying, I can do this. Because I've had many stories I tell myself and examples of doing well in that category. That's how I identify, which has some problems if we identify just with our stories and our capacities. But, you know, if we see it right, I think there's places for that as we identify with ourselves. But in that story, so there's stories that we tell ourselves that are problematic because we're wired for stories. And we want to interfere with the story to tell new stories, like Brené Brown's talking about, how to rise strong and see that that is something that's made up. It's an illusion. You know, I don't know what other people are thinking. I've mentioned that before. So, you know, we just, and partly for the new story is I can, you know, I can do this and try it. Skating, I'm about a month in. I decide I want to inline skate. Wow, you know, that's pretty, it's pretty excitingly perilous. Was that the word? Perilous. You know, I'm crashing here and there and, you know, I'm pulling a muscle or two, but wow. But I'm catching on, taking it at my pace. So the story is, you know, I'm going to do this and we can learn. We can learn really well. So choice of having a capacity first to see that we're telling stories. And for years and in many ways, I didn't really, wasn't able to really even see that. Partly maybe caught up in my own emotions and in the, you know, life situations maybe keep you caught and you can't see, but then things open up. But the stories that we can create for ourselves and to share others are endless. And love a good storyteller to listen to on the open road here. Thinking of a few trips back when I was going, I think it was to a softball tournament with some of my buddies and one of our coaches, and it was about a 4-hour trip, I think. Just remember the good stories. And Dave Bastian is one of the friends, and he was, and I'm sure got better with time, a great storyteller and pontificator and fun guy to interact with. So just that thought here on the open road. Few stories that I heard impact with the possibility in the middle of that talk with Brené Brown about, you know, being wired to share stories as a, and, you know, that's where the communities and connections come in. We're connected to each other. So enjoy storytelling. Use it for your good and for the good of others. Believe that there's new stories to tell yourself. Sure, there's reality out there, you know, laws of physics, etc. I'm gonna fall if I go down this, you know, big hill. I see these guys skating. This blacktop looks really nice on this road out here, and past where am I? I don't know. I'm past Yakima somewhere. It's behind. You know, they cruise down these things. These speed skaters approaching the speed I'm going right now, 100 clicks, which is about 55 miles an hour. It's insane. But, you know, they're doing it. So let the stories bring you to possibilities and love and friendship and rise up when you fall down. And sure, look at new ways to do things. Maybe there's a different road to take, different place to go. So that's one reason this little journey here, going to my parents, my sister over there, just for, it's been a while, and want to make that effort. Okay. Best to you. Enjoy.